end of the Great War, the Dandy Warhols had progressed far beyond the traditional jug band sound. Zia had all but hung up the washtub bass in favor of her new invention, which she called the synthesizer. The banjo was still there, but now it was electrified through a flat microphone which Pete had wound tightly with copper wire and called his pickup, and in turn made it louder by what Fathead jokingly called Pete's amp. Well, the name stuck, and by the time such luminaries as Gene Vincent, Elvis Presley, and B.B. King had heard this new Warhol sound, they were calling it rock and roll. Dandy frontman Courtney Taylor Taylor would be quoted as saying, "I know it's only rock and roll, but I think I like it." I'm Bill Curtis, and you're listening to A Piece of History.